Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Student Special Hour. My name is Lucy, and we are here bright and early on Friday morning. So this is going to be the next hour. We're going to be talking to AMS Speakeasy. You guys want to just say hi really quickly here?
Hi.
Sorry, there we go. Hi. And so we're going to be talking to AMS Speakeasy in a second, but first off, we're going to start you off with a tune, get you started on the morning, get you warmed up, know what you're in for. This is going to be Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes, and stay tuned and keep listening.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, once again, you're listening to the Student Special Hour on the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9, and my name is Lucy. I'm just going to update you on a little thing, couple things going on this week. This is the Student Special Hour, so I want to let you guys know about some student activities going on. First off, we have just finishing off Thrive Week this week. Today, they're having a pet visit in the War Memorial Gym at 12 to 2 p.m., and it's with the Mental Health Awareness Club, and Kinesiology is running it. And so I think you just get to run around and pet some dogs. I'm not really sure, but it sounds fantastic. As well, AMS Food Drive is still running. They're pitting against the first, second, third, and fourth years against each other. See who can get the most food. Right now it looks like the third years are winning. So, you know, if you've got a competitive streak in you, then you might want to go and donate some food and get your year a little bit more recognition. Another thing that's going on is being run by AMS Events and the UBC Party Calendar is a campus-wide hotline bling. So if that interests you at all, which it seems to be getting quite a bit of hype, it's going to be at the Agora and the Student Nest, and they're going to be having like a little booth set up where you can go in and film your own hotline bling video with your friends, and apparently they're going to have props and everything, and then they're going to tweet all of these videos to Drake in hopes that he comes to Vancouver. I'm not really sure what it's all about, but there you go. If you want to record a hotline bling video, that's available for you. And it's by the same people who did Harlem Shake. If anyone was here a couple years ago, we did Harlem Shake. So it could be good fun and a bit of a silly way to break into midterms, I guess. So that'll be on November 10th and November 11th during Pit Night. As well, we've got... Shindig is happening next week. That's a battle of the bands that CITR puts on. And this Tuesday coming up, we have a very close to my heart band. They are made up of some of the exec members for CITR called Critics, as well as a band called Hill Beast and Winona Forever. And that's November 10th at the Pat's Pub. And there's going to be jokes for beer and a lot of good stuff going on. $6 at the door, 19 plus. It's always a really good time. Hang out with the CITR folk and hear some really great tunes. As well, next Friday, we have the Big Lebowski Beer Garden being put on by the Film Society, as well as the week after that, the Discorder Fundraiser, again, a CITR event that we'll be having to raise money for our wonderful, wonderful magazine. That's going to be at the Astoria Hastings on November 19th. Lots of cool bands playing. We've got Revered, we've got TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ sets by DJ Danny. And $5 on the door before 10 p.m. Really, really good night going to go on. Raising money for Discorder, which is always a great cause. And come hang out once again with the CITR folks. Now that I'm burning your ears here with all these events, but I'm just gonna keep telling you more what that's going on. So we've also got next Friday is also the Trans Day of Remembrance. 2 weeks from Friday is going to be the Trans Day of Remembrance. It's November 20th. Really, really important day. There's a lot of events going on. Check out what's going on near you. CITR is also going to be doing trans programming and all the way through the day. So that's going to be a really, 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 really sweet day. Also, the SASC is putting on a version of She's a Boy I Knew, which is a documentary about one woman's experience becoming trans, and it's going to completely filmed by her, and she's actually going to be there, Gwen Hallworth, to do a Q&A, and that's on November 10th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. I've personally seen the video, the documentary, and it's fantastic, so I highly suggest you go out, you see it, and do some Q&A with Gwen. She seems incredible from the documentary, so I bet she'd have a lot of really interesting things to say. And last but not least, we're doing a PSA day for clubs and initiatives that are coming out. Want to create a PSA, get your voice on the radio at CITR. That's going to be, again, on November 20th on the same day as Trans Day of Remembrance. And we're going to be having, you can come in, record your PSA, and get heard on the radio. So why not? All right, after I've exhausted everyone with all those suggestions on events and things going on, I want to say hi to AMS Speakeasy. How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. And it's Cameron and...
Monica.
Monica, how's it going? So, we'll just dive right into it. What is AMS Speakeasy?
So, AMS Speakeasy is a on-campus peer support volunteer organization that provides peer support to students, free, confidential. We have our own kind of peer support room in the student nest here. And students can come and talk to us for any kind of issues. No issue is too big or too small. We're fairly well versed in resources both on and off campus, so we can provide various resources to help students kind of to empower themselves to work through issues.
Fantastic. And so, what kind of what is it? I guess you've already said this a little bit, but what is it there to accomplish? Or what kind of mandate do you guys follow?
Well, our mandate is essentially just to promote wellness on campus, to be an organization that creates openness, to be the platform that, to be part of a platform that that facilitates open discussion from a wide range of issues, everything from addiction to issues of gender identity and sexuality. So we're here to really facilitate that, support it, and support different initiatives, both of our own accord and of other organizations on campus, like this ASK and stuff like that.
Yeah. So kind of as a central network to other situations going on as well, right?
Yeah, we definitely like to see yourselves kind of as a switchboard to you know, to other organizations and able to work with organizations to promote, you know, mental well-being on campus.
Absolutely. And so who runs the AMS Speakeasy?
Do you want to do that one, Monica? So AMS Speakeasy is run by our coordinator, Kira Borland-Walker, who's been there for many years. I believe this is probably her fifth year now. And she's aided by our wonderful assistant coordinator, Luke. Below that, there's team leaders, as they're called, and I'm one of them. And we kind of facilitate roughly about 40 to 50 volunteers. Mm. Yeah, so that's kind of how who
the
is
system,
run by.
Yeah. And it's mostly volunteers or the peer support workers, right?
Yeah, all the peer support workers are volunteers. Mm-hmm. Only Kira and Luke are paid workers for the AMS, and they really are the structural support and make sure that the day-to-day running. They're also students, so they're usually
taking
a couple courses and everything like that. Very hardworking individuals. They're both very their passion, their drive for mental wellness on campus is unparalleled by too many people. I can't name any off the top of my head. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's a great fit for them, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Maybe, Monica, you can answer this one. How do you get involved, if anyone's interested in getting involved with Speakeasy?
Well, you can apply in the summer, and we put out applications in the summer, so...
Yeah, fantastic. And is that quite a process to go through, or do you find it was pretty easy?
Well, it is a process. First, you have to fill out the application, and then if you get an interview, you get emailed back. And then after the interview, you just...
Yeah, and do you do some training or something as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And so what got you involved in the AMS Speakeasy?
Well, I really wanted to get involved in campus. I wasn't involved before that, and I wanted to meet new people. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. But it still seems like AMS Speakeasy is a really unique thing to choose to be involved in. I mean, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people go for a ski and board club or, you know what I mean? So was it a certain draw for you, or was it?
Yeah, I've always been interested in mental health and peer support. I was previously volunteering at the crisis center, so I've always been interested.
Oh, fantastic. So you just kind of were brought back to the same community. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So AMS Speakeasy kind of runs on this sort of principle of safe space and that sort of thing. How do you work to maintain this sort of safe space environment?
So I think, you know, it goes back to the notion of kind of openness, creating that degree of transparency so that we kind of understand each other's lived experiences, and that we, you know, understand, you know, it's definitely emphasized in training that we all come from different experiences, and we are more than kind of the sum of how we appear on the surface, how we appear, you know, externally. So we really, you know, go through this extensive training that kind of emphasizes, you know, we are here to facilitate the individual and allow the individual to, you know, to flourish, not judge, you know, what a person is, but more who they are, and, you know, allow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's so true, to maintain that kind of space. Mm-hmm. And so what, so there's the big change, the NEST, right? Mm-hmm. This has been impacted all clubs in UBC, I find. So what did you find was the biggest impact that you're, or even nothing to do with the NEST, but biggest changes that you've had in the past year or so?
Well, I guess it's becoming well acquainted with the new desk. It's a little bit, we're a little bit different position than we were in the old sub there. So I think that's been the biggest transition. I think our biggest concern was whether or not people would still kind of be able to be comfortable utilizing the service. But I think we found that, you know, usage has increased as opposed to the previous years.
Oh, fantastic.
So I don't think any concerns we had about administrative or used to the service, I think, haven't been founded. So
no logistical issues found so far, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And you are so much more central. Well, maybe not that much more central, but it's definitely right in that central area, which is always good.
Yeah.
Location, as we say, right? Well, yeah. That's what CITR is. I think I mention this all the time, but I'm so pumped on where we are, right? It makes such a difference. So.
Yeah, it's all, you guys are a lot more visible down here than you were up in the corner upstairs.
Yeah, we were a little hidden away, so it's fun to be right in the center, and I think that affects. And I think it makes this sort of this central AMS community in the middle here where there's like a lot going on. I think that's really sweet.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the main initiatives that you guys have been working on, or what are the main things that you guys kind of do day to day?
We do day to day. Well, I think, you know, with various projects that we have going on, both internal and external, we're always trying to update. You know, we have team leaders, as I was saying earlier, who are constantly updating kind of the resources that we have with internally, so that Speakeasy is well stocked with resources that you know, peer support volunteers can look for when they're having a peer support session. We're always doing, you know, outreach booths. We have one TL who's, it's her primary job to do that. So every week we're doing things kind of like, you know, like hot chocolate booths and giving out free things like stress balls and stuff. Just, you know, as as kind gestures. Yeah, it's fantastic. just in kind of like kind gestures to facilitate, support that mental wellness on campus. And those are kind of some of the things we do day to day. Some of the other volunteers are working with SASC, doing workshops on, on sexual assault and consent and things like that. Other volunteers are working with Pride, you know, in an effort to bring give the UBC community greater understanding of some of the issues that, you know, the
Absolutely.
LGBTQ community faces. You know, we're going to be doing stuff for SLC, so we hope that people...
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
People will sign up for that. So we're always having things, in addition to providing, you know, being peer supporters, we're doing things on campus, as I kind of had said earlier, to you know, facilitate this discussion on campus of mental wellness.
Absolutely. And I think that's really important to work within the community that you have as well.
Absolutely.
Well, fantastic. Well, we're going to keep chatting with AMS Speakeasy a little bit more. We're just going to play a song here for a little bit, give you your ears a bit of a break from hearing me yap at you. This is going to be Django Django with First Light.
Towards the future. place and sees no non-name forever, but we never knew its game. Till later, the higher we are, the further we will fall.
Have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Concerts and CITR present renowned experimental musician, producer, and DJ Nightmares on Wax with special guest Hubs on Thursday, November 5th at the Alexander Gastown. Doors open at 9, show is at 10, and the show is 19+. Get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat, Zulu, or Beat Street Records.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Hello, and we're back, and you're listening to CITR 101.9. My name is Lucy, and you're here on the Student Special Hour with AMS Speakeasy. Everyone still doing okay? Still hanging in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. How you doing, Monica? You've been a bit quiet in the corner over there.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. So, we're talking a little bit about Speakeasy. We're talking about the logistics of it, kind of what goes on. Where can we find you? That's one thing, right in the center there, right? And then it also says on your website that there's some sort of peer support office or something separate, or is that from the old sub?
It is separate, yeah. So it's up on the third floor. So we do kind of guide students up to a peer support will guide students up to the third floor where our peer support room is located with this kind of like gentle ambiance that kind of facilitates, good peer support.
And it's separate from that very public kind of square, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's a bit of an interesting, though, like thing to navigate is having to go up, separate from your original space.
Yeah, it's mainly to ensure that confidentiality and that we can provide support in an adequate space.
Mm-hmm.
To do something on the main floor probably would be too noisy, too much traffic.
Definitely too much disturbance and everything. And so that's really cool. And so what's involved in that space? It's just kind of calmer and quieter.
Yeah, so we have, you know, kind of a few kind of comfy chairs to sit in. We kind of have, you know, like dimmer lights. And we have like a whole bunch of kind of resources and like a filing cabinet or mundane things like that. We use stuff like an iPad to help, you know, our peer supporters like find resources and work with the drop-in to find resources. And we have a library in there as well. So we have generally, you know, books tailored around like mental wellness, some like philosophy, kind of psychology kind of books, some other things within the realm of, of support and psychology to help a student, they can read it and take it
through. Yeah, absolutely. Understand kind of what's going on. Absolutely. That's fantastic. And so what are some of the main things, I mean, in a general sense that people would come to you guys for? Because I know that that's one thing issue that people have is they think, can often think, oh, my problem, it's not big enough or it's not a problem. And so like, do you find, what can you maybe say to those people that would think that what they want to talk about necessarily isn't or whatever, you know what I mean? It's too big or too small or too something. It's a bit of a question, big question, but.
So we feel as if we're not the judges of, you know, if a problem is too big and too small. Mm-hmm. And we encourage anyone, if they're feeling down and they're feeling like they're questioning any issue, to come talk to us. We're absolutely more than happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
To speak with them. As I said, we're not of the position to make any judgment of a big or small problem. It's the person, really. Mm-hmm. It also ultimately comes down to the person. And if, you know, the issue they're having is causing them distress, and we're, you know, our supporters are trained extensively to provide support. Mm-hmm. Kind of getting back to your other question, I mean, yeah, we deal with issues from loneliness to addiction to sexuality and everything in between. Mm-hmm. So any issue in there, any questions, any concerns you have, our peer supporters are more than happy to come talk to you.
And I think that's the point, right? Is there, like you said, there is no issue too big or too small or too anything to be. And I think that's something we were discussing a little bit off air about stigma. And that's something that people believe that they're what's going on with them is to something or might be something.
Yeah.
Whereas really it's just if it's affecting you, then it's.
I think it's best to probably not even try to rank it in terms of magnitude, how important the problem is. It's just if you're feeling troubled, you know, that's what Speakeasy is here for. So we're here to talk to you. You have any concerns, and we're here to support you.
If something just doesn't feel right, then talk to someone about it. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so why do you think, I mean, a little bit of an obvious question, preaching to the choir, but why do you think this program is important?
Well, I think it's important because, it provides an outlet for students to confide in other students about issues. You know, we do have some training. We're not professionals. We don't pretend to be professionals, but we do have, you know, fairly extensive training that we can provide, you know, guidance and support to students who are feeling a bit distressed. And I think, you know, just the notion, just the fact that we're right here on the main floor in the Nest and we're wide open kind of, you know, gives rise to this notion that we are here to facilitate openness on campus. And we want that to be a general notion that everyone understands on campus, students, faculty, staff. And I think that's what makes Speakeasy so important is our, you know, our unconditional kind of advocation for, mental wellness and discussion on campus and an openness for any issue, regardless of what the topic is.
Absolutely. And it is so important. I mean, I ask that kind of just to be silly and just because we're on the radio and I want you to, you know, talk about these things, but of course it's important. And so I mentioned before issues of stigma. How do you find that might affect what you guys do, and how do you kind of work to deconstruct those problems?
So I think, you know, with the various kind of workshops that we put on, help to tackle some topics that could be considered taboo. You know, our partnerships with organizations like Sexual Assault Support Center, and other things like that. We seek to create an open environment where there is no stigma. We want people to know that we are, you know, to get the discussion kind of going with your fellow classmates. You know, to confront issues of assault and, you know, rape culture and other, hate speech and things like that kind of, you know, find themselves into everyday language. We think it's incredibly important to be open and to be forthcoming, you know, to be conciliatory with your fellow university peers and staff, but to be an advocate for wellness and openness on campus. We think that's, you know, just being open and not being, embarrassed to talk about anything, because these are real experiences that, you know, many people face on campus. Mm-hmm. Many of our volunteers face them. Issues that I face, issues that most people face. So mm-hmm. we just want to create an open environment.
Absolutely. And I think it's even goes so far as just the little day-to-day things when someone would make a comment or something and you just say, like, why would you say that? You know, so someone said, oh, that's so blank. And you go, well, why is it so this? Like, why? Yeah. Like, you know, and just question the people around you.
Exactly. Just kind of like using like logic to kind of like, as you said, like deconstruct kind of just the notions, like, you know, why do you use that adjective to refer to this situation?
Yeah.
Just things like that. Simply, you know, yeah.
Like, I think that's, I was brought up with psychologists as parents, and so that mm-hmm. was pretty much my entire childhood was, how do you feel about that? Yeah. Or, you know, why is that happening for you? And it's like, and I think I think it's so true when you kind of bring someone in, it's not necessarily embarrassing the person from the thing that they've said, but it's just saying like even just like, dude, like, what are you doing, right? And I think that's so important with stigma, is like approaching people as individuals and saying like why are we talking like this, what are we doing here, like how can we say a similar thing but not harm someone or harm a group of people, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, coming forward as a fellow peer, mm-hmm. and not to be condescending if someone makes an offbeat remark that is offensive, but I said trying to be conciliatory and just let them know that, you know, try to parse out where exactly they're coming from with this, you know, this mm-hmm. crude speech that they're using.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And be kind to one another.
Absolutely.
Just to end on like a bit of a sappy note, but just be kind to one another. And I think that's why MS Speakeasy, like you said before, is so fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, building off the be kind, the obvious be kind to one another. I mean, because you don't know what people are going through in their day-to-day lives, right? You know, if someone seems a bit off, a bit angry, you know, try not to take it so personally. Maybe someone had a bad day, they broke up with their significant mm-hmm. other, or, you know, they got a bad mark on an exam and they're...
Absolutely.
So try to be understanding and try not to be quick to judge a person's disposition and try to mm-hmm. see if it's a possible situational factor.
Yeah, like imagine one of your bad days and how those have gone, right? And mm-hmm. it could be absolutely nothing really actually happens, but the whole world is falling down on you, you know?
Yeah.
And it could be things do happen, things don't happen, but all the way through, right? We all have those days, and it's about kind of looking out for each other. So I think that's fantastic, and I love what you said before about it being peer support, because it's so true. I think, you know, it's one, I mean, professional help is as well fantastic. But it's just so great to hear from someone else who's kind of in the same boat as you, who's going through the same thing as mm-hmm. you, that we are kind of all in this. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. But yeah, exactly. That we're all kind of going through the same thing. And some people have good days and some people have bad days. And mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. the ones on good days can help the ones on bad days. And
absolutely.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, we'll continue talking to AMS Speakeasy. For now, we're going to just play you a couple more tunes, hoping you're not falling asleep out there. So we've got some coming up for you. We've got some Banks with Begging for Thread, filling up some of my throwing some female power in there, as well as a local Teen Days I can't remember which song I decided. Oh, yeah, Infinity. There we go. So we'll be playing some tunes up, and we keep listening because we will have AMS Speakeasy talking to us a little bit more.
Spoken words. Yeah.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on out for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to the Student Special Hour here with Lucy and AMS Speakeasy. So we've been talking about where you guys are, what you do, all about the, like, kind of cut, dry, easy stuff that's going on with AMS Speakeasy. But I want to ask you a little bit about what can people do when, if they're going through something, or if they know someone who's going through something, or they see someone going through something, and they're just not quite sure they're well-equipped enough to deal with it. What kind of advice would you tell them?
So the main thing is to emphasize listening and being non-judgmental. When you're trying to ask a friend, of course, it depends on your relationship with this person, but just being non-judgmental and really open to what they have to say and not judging what they're feeling. And then also just being supportive and open to everything that they have to say, and really validating that person's emotions at that time. Another thing is just really asking how you can help. Sometimes when people are feeling low, they're embarrassed to ask for help. Just to really be there for that person and to show that you care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so So if there's a specific thing going on for someone, is that sort of just what you tell them, just be open, or is mm-hmm. that the sort of advice you'd give to them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not to be ashamed to ask, especially because sometimes people are scared to really confront how they're feeling to their friends, mm-hmm. and just to be forward and comfortable with asking.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in terms of, say something does come up on, your table that you guys don't feel well equipped to help out with, kind of what are there some other resources that you would depend on or would send people to?
It really depends on what they want. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do give resources to UBC counseling and just many things, but it's just a wide variety.
Yeah, very
of
specific to the person. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we try to provide resources when we have our peer support sessions, like multifaceted, cover like the different aspects. You know, we try to sometimes try to explore, you know, what a student is interested in. A big issue that we find on campus is loneliness. Mm-hmm. So find some of their interests and try to look for things, both, you know, and with an emphasis on campus, but also off campus, so the student can, you know, maybe work through the loneliness they're feeling. But yeah, as Monica said, you know, we kind of refer people to UBC counseling, and the, you know, both there's that counseling, there's also other counseling off campus that might be more specialized in certain topics, mm-hmm. Whether or not if it's relevant for a drop-in, as well as other kind of, you know, mental health initiatives on campus like Kaleidoscope, Mental Health Awareness mm-hmm. Club, and you know, just reminding students that student health is here. There is like stuff like psychiatric help, free help
available
for students on campus, confidential.
And like there's Thrive going on this week.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the Mental Health Awareness Club is doing some things. And yeah, there is actually quite an impressive amount of kind of public shows of working within mental health arenas and trying to help people with those things. Mm-hmm. Do you find that would be has that been a shift in the last couple of years, or in the time that you've been around, that you've seen things move more towards publicly speaking about mental health and mental awareness?
Speaking from my time at UBC here, I think so. There's generally a shift for openness and shift to confront different aspects. You know, a shift to tell people that it's okay to be stressed out, but there is resources here. You know, we can't always, you know, I don't know if I know anyone who's consistently able to deal with all the stressors of their day-to-day life. And I think mm-hmm. that these organizations are here to say, you know, it's okay mm-hmm. you know, to feel stressed out sometimes, and we're here to support you, and we're here to facilitate that, and to help you, during your stressful periods, whether it's midterm season, final season, you know, issues.
Or just
with
Tuesday, you know.
Just Tuesday, absolutely. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what are some of maybe public programs or some social media or something that you're kind of getting out there and letting people know of what you're doing and who you are?
So in terms of utilizing social media, I mean, we indirectly, you know, advertise our services through the AMS. They have their own Facebook page. But specifically, you know, we're going to be conducting a social outreach kind of campaign in the new year, sometime hopefully in January. And this is just kind of, we're going to be kind of getting students to, we're going to be handing out like kind of business cards, like transparent business cards, mm-hmm. Where with kind of like a shutter lens on it, and you can take photos around campus, and you can come tweet it at the AMS and at Speakeasy, in an effort to highlight and show kind of the beautiful things on campus.
Oh, fantastic.
Everything, you know, from that Starbucks pumpkin, or, you know, I guess it'll be the eggnog latte by December to
that was my drink of choice this morning.
So everything from that to, you know, to the football game, to the sporting events, to, you know, the clock tower and everything. I mean, we're not going to say what is good is not, what's not. It's whatever that makes you feel happy, and you can share that with your fellow student.
Absolutely.
In an effort to create this cohesive campus. Yeah,
exactly. And I think that's a really important kind of note to end on, which is that it's not just about helping when things are going wrong, but it's about kind of prevention and creating a better community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And creating a community of like appreciation and love and care and appreciating the environment that we're in. Because, I mean, I think one thing that people struggle with with in terms of mental illness stigma is that when people say things like they don't treat it like they would any other mm-hmm. illness, right? So kind of the joke is like, if you were to come up to someone with a broken leg and say, oh, you know, just get over it, or like, you know, oh, you'll feel better tomorrow, or if you just sleep on it, you know, and it's mm-hmm. like, whereas like you wouldn't say that to someone with those sort of things. But the other side is, yeah, when people say like, buck up, you know, like you've got it better than anyone else. And it's important to let people know that they can, like they can, that things, they can say that things aren't okay and they can deal with that. But also on the other side, that when things are okay, to just say, cool. Things are doing okay and we're going to be okay.
So. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so good stuff. Well, any final notes you guys want to talk about? Last AMS Speakeasy shout outs to the CITR community.
Just look for us on campus. Look for our various workshops. Come say hi to our volunteers. If you have any concerns with mental health, come drop by the desk. Even if you're just looking for a resource at the desk, but if you're looking to talk to someone, feel free, absolutely. We're more than happy to work through.
Mm-hmm. And your hours are 9 to 5:30?
9 to 5:30, yeah.
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 Fantastic. So good amount of space, good amount of time available anytime in your school day. Come by. Even maybe just come and chat to Monica and Cameron. They're super cool people. So you can go just say and ask them how they're doing. Maybe they want to know someone to ask them. But fantastic. It was so great having you guys on here.
Thanks for having us on. Thanks so much.
All right. So next up, we have I'm going to be playing. Well, actually, next up on CITR, we're going to be have Nelly from the Cat's Pajams playing some tunes for us. And next up on our song list here, just to finish it off, is a good friend of mine. Their band just released an EP. The band's name is Derival, and the EP's name is a combination, or is what kind of created their name, which is Departure and Arrival. So Departure and Arrival EP by Derival, quite kitschy, quite cute. And so they're doing really well. They just won second in the Peak Performance Project last year, just did a big tour, and I'm a big fan of these guys, so I just wanted to kind of show them off a little bit on the last song of my show. So here it is. Here's Derival, and next up coming up is the Cat's Pajams. Thank you so much for listening to the Student Special Hour. My name is Lucy, and tune in next week from 10 to 11 a.m. Goodbye.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Well, we like you, so become a member and